Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. February 3rd, 2022. What did the virus come for? Comment: the world is now shuddering from a new variant of the coronavirus. The world knows almost nothing about the new variant of the coronavirus, and it is already causing irreparable damage to the well-being of people around the world. It has deprived them of the confidence that the worst was over, and this has slowed down the exit from the economic crisis after 2 years of the pandemic. It has robbed the world of certainty. Even if the fear of a new variant of the coronavirus turns out to be exaggerated, the deed is done. The belief that the pandemic is over has been shaken. In principle, everyone thought, okay, let's suffer a little, and then we will start economic growth. My response: no. There will be no growth. We will quietly slide down, just slip down, because the world psychologically does not need any progress. It no longer needs any economic growth. No. It's best to have nothing at all. Question: and what will happen then? How will the world live in this case? Answer: it will live quietly, quietly, and even more quietly. What we have is good for us. Question: so you think this virus shows correctly, the opposite, that there is no need for any economic progress? Answer: yes. It will teach us everything, how to relate to each other, to nature, to society, to everything. Otherwise, everything will decline. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 2, 2021. Michael Leitman, on Quora: why are the Olympics used as a political stage? We have no need for the Olympic Games anymore because they have become a place where we pit man against man and country against country. They are no longer games of connection, but competition has become like war. This is evident both in the games themselves as well as in the politics surrounding the games. It is one of the outcomes of the enormous growth of the human ego in our generation. Human development is characterized by a constant growth of desires, and the more we develop, the more egoistic we become. When our egos were smaller, we were able to use the Olympics to set aside our disputes for a short period of time, to even put a temporary halt to wars, and engage in peaceful sports competition. We no longer approach the Olympics in such a way, nor as a means to raise the human spirit, to show the heights of what man can achieve beyond human limitations. If we aim at overcoming our human limitations in a positive spirit, then we do not care who wins. We become mainly concerned with showing the world how great man can be. We would thus be wise to consider how great we can truly become, the ultimate human achievement, and if we aim at it, then we would be able to enjoy positive relations in the Olympics and every area of our lives. Internally, our peak achievement is to become like God. That is the ultimate breakthrough of our limitations, as becoming like God means becoming unlimited, eternal and perfect. As God is an all-loving and all-embracing quality, so by embracing everyone in a common love and care, then we become like God, and that is the most significant achievement we could ever achieve. Based on the video Sports vs. Politics with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Pulling up to the 10. Question: if in my mind I can manage to see my friends way above me, how do I pull myself up to their level? What should be in this prayer so that it is not a prayer for myself? Answer: it can be a prayer for yourself. I am trying to correct myself. I am praying for myself. But maybe before that I have a prayer to see my friends on a higher level than myself. And then I pray to pull myself up to them, to adhere to them. I raise my friends above myself, and then I ask the Creator to give me the opportunity to connect with them. In this way I pull myself up by raising the group in my eyes. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 7, 2022. adhering to the Friends Lesson 3. Through the eyes of the group. Our methodology is very practical and concrete. I need to attune to the Creator. There is none else besides Him, and I must be aimed at Him. To do this, I have a device, the group. If I attune to the group in such a way that my egoism gradually decreases and I see everything not through my egoism, but through the properties of bestowal, connection, and love, then I will be able to reach the state of revelation of the Creator. That is what we are doing. There is nothing else here. In reality, the group is in an ideal state. It is absolutely harmonious with the Creator, in complete adhesion with Him. But in my view, it is a total zero, if not a minus. So, I must elevate this group higher and higher in my eyes each time, each friend and all of them together. And then I raise myself, my vision, my view, and my opinion to such a level that I begin to see the Creator through the eyes of the group. Therefore, it is said, from love for the created beings to the love for the Creator. There is no other method. This is what we have in front of us, in our world, man, society, humanity, and the Creator. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 7, 2022, adhering to the Friends Lesson 3. Caring for friends means caring for your correction. Balhar Sulam, the Avut, mutual guarantee. On the positive side, if they keep the Avut to the point that each one cares and satisfies the needs of his friends, they can fully observe the Torah and Mitzvot commandments, meaning to bring contentment to their Maker, as mentioned in Matan Torah. The Creator is what stands behind my friends. As I treat the friends, so I treat the Creator. It cannot be otherwise. If I care for my friends so that they realize what faith above reason means and all the time imagine that we are in the property of bestowal, that we are attracted and are not repulsed by each other, that we must help each other, and I do help. If I realize faith above reason in this way, that is, I raise the quality of Bina, faith, above reason, above the quality of Malkhut, reception, then by affecting my friends, I affect myself back through them. That is why it is so important to constantly take care of your friends. In principle, this is self-care in a hidden form because I am an egoist and would not wish for myself to become an altruist. I cannot love and bestow to others. And society cannot influence me either. It may prepare me for this state, but nothing more. And if I influence the society by propagating the values of bestowal, love, and unity, then my own efforts affect me, and I correct myself through the environment. That is how it works. Although it seems to me that I care about something else, it really means that I care about my own correction. I must show everyone my aspiration toward faith above reason as if I really desire it very much. By this I inspire my friends, although I do not possess this property, do not yet consider it necessary and mandatory, and do not know it at all, and I am just beginning to study what faith above reason, bestowal above reception, and love above egoism means. Moreover, my influence on others passes through the common Kli, vessel, through all the souls and it returns to me. I receive it from everyone. It cannot be said that it is in quantity, because it acts selectively, but in terms of quality, it practically comes from the Creator. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 9, 2022, Working in Mutual Responsibility Lesson 6. Creation remains creation. Question: if we build the Creator between us, by correcting the quality of our relationships, will the corrected humanity become the Creator itself or will there always be two forms, humanity and the Creator? Answer: regarding what will always be, I cannot tell you. There are steps beyond final correction and even higher. But I think that there is no limit to our ascent in connection, adhesion, and similarity to the Creator. However, We do not disappear, that is, our initially egoistic point will never be lost. We must still remain created beings and not disappear in the Creator. This is what he desires. However, I can correct this point and be similar to him. Therefore, we become like the Creator even though there is a black point that he created inside of us. But it does not apply to us. He created it so I do not see any flaws in it. It is thanks to this point that we can be in complete adhesion with each other, otherwise, we cannot. Adhesion implies that there is still some difference between one and the other, and at the same time there is connection. This connection of opposites is wonderful. In principle, this is what gives such a range of feelings in our world, diversity and rapprochement at the same time. Imagine, especially the female part of our global group, when can you experience the feeling of love? When you feel that there is someone against you and wants to connect with you. Then love appears. And if such a difference in the black point, the only one that the Creator made, disappears, then the whole creation will disappear altogether. From the International Convention Rising Above Ourselves, January 6, 2022. Approaching the Creator through the network of connections between us, Lesson 1. Michael Leitman, on Quora, are American Jews and Israeli Jews enemies? Today, most American Jews wish to disassociate themselves with the State of Israel. If tomorrow, the State of Israel would cease to exist, most American Jews would regret it for no more than a few minutes, if that. They wish to associate themselves more with America than with the State of Israel or the Nation of Israel. By doing so, they feel more aligned with American society, and on the contrary, by thinking, helping and caring about Israel, they draw hostility onto themselves from American society. Only through uniting above divisions do we have the ability to give the people of Israel strength, that is connection between us, and with the great force of nature that ties and holds us, together, thanks to which we exist. Back in the days of Abraham, some 3,800 years ago, the nation of Israel at its foundation was a gathering of 70 nations of the world. Abraham led them out of Babylon and brought them to the land of Canaan. Since then, we have the name Israel, from the words Yasharkel, straight to God, that is those who aim themselves straight at the upper force of love, bestowal and connection. By uniting toward a common goal, united as one man with one heart, above the divisive egoistic drives, Israel becomes seen as a friend. From the love of Israel and the love of your fellow man, we come to collective love. This will protect us, because we then connect to the single acting force in nature. Based on the video Why Do American Jews Separate Their Identity from Israel? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Let's close Pandora's box. How can we recover from the coronavirus and generally cure our whole life? We wonder where we get this virus from. Yes, the time just comes, a state is reached, such relationships between people that all these microbes come out. These viruses do not act against us. All of them come from one higher power with the aim of straightening us, connecting us, with each other, involving us, in a common action. It seems to us, that the virus separates us, but in fact, there is nothing to separate because we have never been connected. And now, when everyone is suffering, this collective suffering somehow brings us, closer to each other. Therefore, it is possible to cope with the virus only on one condition, that we fix the relationship between us. Otherwise, the disease will flare up anywhere, just out of thin air at the North Pole or on an isolated ship where not a single sick person seems to have boarded. It does not depend on where people are, but only on their relationship to each other. The more selfish our relationship is, the worse the viruses will be. Therefore, let's fix them now, do not wait for the next viruses. The epoch of viruses has come, more cunning blows from nature, which, In accordance with our development, strike more sophisticatedly and accurately. Humanity, with our machinery and technology, are developing, and viruses and diseases are developing along with us. In the old days, people were simpler, and therefore did not suffer from modern diseases like migraines and depression. And in our time, even animals have begun to suffer from human ailments. We are moving forward in development. Therefore, we must correct ourselves, otherwise new, even more terrible viruses will be revealed. And we will have to invent new drugs all the time. But I do not think that we will be able to win this race. After all, viruses will become more and more cunning and specialized. A person develops, but at the same time he cannot grow wiser and begin to correct himself. After all, the egoism of a person grows all the time and covers his eyes. He cannot admit that he himself is to blame for everything and that he is looking for a way to get rid of the blow instead of correcting it in the bud. Nature tells us that we need to correct ourselves. Instead of the government, instead of the state education program, a tiny virus comes that you can't even see and it educates us, all in a wonderful way. We have not bowed to people, to society, but we have bowed to a microscopic virus and are ready to obey it. The virus decides how we live and work. Let's hope that gradually we will gain reason and feelings in order to understand who we are and in what baseness we live that is unworthy of people. Maybe it will lead us to repentance. From Cab TV's A Conversation with Journalists, January 6, 2022.